Let's do get another check of triple team traffic really quickly, with starting with you, Andy.
Well, let's start with the crash I-80 westbound near 1300 East. They've still got it over to the left shoulder. Indicative of what you'll see. You think you can get in that fast lane and just blow past everybody? That's where traffic is the iciest on the main flow. Overpass is also very slippery with the below freezing temperatures and the water that's already on the road. Salt trucks have helped, but again, it switches from water to ice with virtually no warning, slowing already on I-15 most of the way from Point of the Mountain into Sandy. Additional slow spots, Murray and South Salt Lake. These are way ahead of schedule for time and the type of slowing that we're seeing, but it's because we're seeing so many different crashes, Eric.
And you've got a lot of slowing I-15 northbound in Utah County. This started with a very slick stretch between Lehigh's Main Street and 2100 North, and that still remains the slowest part of the commute. But you're generally below speed all the way from University Parkway to Point of the Mountain. A lot of slide-offs on the entrance and exit ramps, a couple on the main flow right now. The most recent one we're looking at is one Center Street on-ramp involving a semi. Len Thomas?
Well, in Davis County, the record's clean so far. There's still some slick conditions to watch out for, but drivers seem to be handling. We do have some slow driving between Riverdale and Roy, just a short patch there, just below speeds as drivers are just adjusting to the conditions. We've got SR 192, been slow all morning, and that's pretty much from I-15 out toward the base in either direction. Then once you get to Farmington, it's about a 15-minute drive into the downtown area. Now available at Seagull Book, the Christmas Project DVD. Critics call it a heartwarming and hilarious comedy for the whole family to enjoy. Save 25% now, just $14.99 at Seagull Book. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.